The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Pure energy. Pure energy.
Anytime you get any form of pads on, we're excited. I mean, you have to understand you're going to get touched. You know, and when you don't have the pads on, it's just so different. So just the contact at the line, the protection looks different. The run game looks different. The play passes look different. Everything looks different when those pads are on.
There he is, Nathaniel Hackett. Noshawn Moreno in for Stink. He'll be back tomorrow from the NFL Fox Summit. So Nathaniel Hackett clearly believes in the importance of being in pads. And yet another thing that shakes my head that, you know, the NFL is just, well, and the Players Association, blame you guys, has really, you know, taken a lot of the oomph out of training camp because you guys don't want to be in full pads all the time. You want it nice and, you know, on country club over there for training camp. But you even light up when you talk about being in pads. So what are you telling me? All this stuff that we've been hearing about and watching during the spring and summer when they're just out there doing OTAs and even the start of training camp here where they're not in full pads, what are they really accomplishing? Because it sounds like listening to Hacken and listening to you, man, we're in pads now. Now it gets fun. Now it gets real. Now we get real work done.
Right. I mean, listen, it's almost like slow motion. Like, you put something in regular speed, it just looks regular. Like, my tears would have just looked simple, regular.
True.
But you throw them things in slow motion.
Yeah.
It looks great.
The slow motion
slow
blink.
Slow motion? What?
And then gush.
It looks great. So, it's almost the same thing like this. I mean, when you're not in pads and just out there running on air, it looks so good. You're like, wow, look at how he's moving out there. He's flying. And then you put those pads on, and the defense can touch you a little bit, jam you at the line, and you guys are battling down the field. That's when that real football comes out. And especially for a running back, man, I mean, when you don't have those pads on, you're coming through the hole, I mean, guys are just grabbing you. It's just not, it doesn't give you that real effect that you really need when you put on those pads, and that guy comes through the hole, and he thuds you up with the shoulder, and you drive your feet, and you just keep on finishing through. Those are the reps you need.
Next on the Morning Brew.
It's been a tough journey, to be honest. You know, it was just so much stuff I was dealing with, being piled up, you know, on top of each other. You know, at one point, you know, just dealing with the ACL and a little bit of more things, you know, family situations. My love of my life passed, you know, my grandmother. So that was the toughest thing. And, you know, the devil was on my back for a while. And, you know, I wish I would have never did it by myself. You know, I wish I would have asked for help. It was at one point in my life, and I'm just be honest with y'all because I'm more vulnerable and, you know, more confident in myself about saying it. But at one point, I didn't want to be here. Like, I didn't want to be in this world.
Wow. Some heavy stuff there from KJ Hamler, who was going through knee injury, hip injury, lost his grandmother, and as he admitted, went into a really dark place. No, Sean, there's been much more of an emphasis today placed on the mental health of athletes. Is that something you're in favor of? You know, because the counter argument is that, hey, you know, come on, this is sports. You got to battle through it. It's adversity. We tend to celebrate as fans the athletes that can handle pressure and those clutch situations, and those that can't, we tend to come down on. So where are you on the whole mental health emphasis in sports today?
Has to be high. I'm in favor of it, for sure. I mean, it's a lot of things that go on. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, it's a lot of pressure, and you want to see guys deal with the pressure and this and that. But, man, it's more than just sports sometimes. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely for the mental health. He's a great young man, KJ. I got a chance to meet him and hang out with him a couple times. Great young man. Happy to see him back out there. He looked so good. He was flying. You know, talking about flying, that boy looked fast. And I was like, ooh, and he got the brace on still. So when that come off, he's going to be feeling way better. He's going to be flying.
So much speed.
So much speed. Yeah. He has so much speed.
That's good, Beaver. Can he be, I know he was drafted with the idea he could be the Broncos' Tyreek Hill. Now, look, I'm not even coming close to comparing the two, but do you see the potential that he can be a poor man's Tyreek Hill for Russell Wilson, like Tyreek Hill was for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, because he could take it to the house. It looked like he could take it to the house. It don't got to be a deep ball. It could be a small hitch, and he can take it to the crib with his speed. So I'm definitely excited to see what he can do out there, see him excel, especially in these preseason games. That's when it's going to really come out.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Yeah, we got to get started faster. I think going out there at practice today, it took us a while to get going. It's not championship football. We got to get rolling. But Hackett was the one watching it. So if he said we started slow and we finished strong at the end, that's good. That's what we got the next 6 hours for, is to break down this film, install more plays, look over mistakes, do walkthroughs, all that good stuff.
That's Dalton Risner. Any red flag for you that this early in camp, with so much urgency being placed on getting this offense up to speed in time for the season, that they did come out flat?
I mean, you're going to see that. You're going to see that. But I love how they addressed it real quick. Like, they didn't let this linger and go on for practice and practice. No, first time it happened, I mean, they addressed it. Hey, we can't have a start like that. Because you could see it. I mean, they were putting pressure on Russ. I mean, he was holding the ball a lot and made some passes that he probably didn't want to pass. You know what I mean? Luckily, they weren't intercepted. But definitely a slow start. You could see it.
Next on the Morning Brew.
And fly ball, deep right field. Back goes Grichuk at the wall. Home run! Church and Profar, 3 home runs in the last 3 games.
That's Padres TV as the Rockies lose in San Diego 4-1. Stay classy. But the big story today is the Major League Baseball trade deadline. And those of us who are wishing the Rockies would sell, are probably going to be disappointed, because we already saw their mindset when they gave Daniel Bard, at 37 years old and a very good reliever. And in today's Major League Baseball, teams will pay a lot for relievers coming down the stretch. The Rockies chose to sign their 37-year-old reliever for a team going nowhere to a 2-year deal. So
you again, what?
It's classic. You know, I don't know how much you follow the Rockies, no, Sean, but it's classic Rockies. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of move that is designed to appease ticket buyers rather than going out and improving your baseball team. Because the idea is the ballpark sells, and we need to keep recognizable players, popular players, fan favorites around to hopefully keep people buying tickets and coming to the ballpark. Even though if you move them, you would improve the baseball team.
Oh, brother.
It's not the focus. Just not the focus. If this team was all about getting better, they would realize that a 37-year-old closer is not part of your future. Get something. Get a lot for him now. They chose not to. It's the Rockies. I'd expect more of that with the rest of the trade deadline. Don't expect much.
And they missed the free agency?
They don't dip big. Well, they did dip into free agency big. They got Chris Bryant, who's out again. You ever had plantar fasciitis? No? Ever? Do you know people who had plantar fasciitis?
I think one of my friends might have gotten something.
Not great. But can you play through it?
I don't know. He wasn't a player.
Oh, he wasn't a player?
No, he's just one of my buddies.
Okay. All right. Well, he's out again. He's hurt again. Sore foot. Sore foot. Man. That'll do it for the Rockies. But, hey, the ballpark's fun. Come on out.
Yeah.
Hey, and you know what? And here's the thing is that, you know, guys like me who get upset because we want to see a really good baseball team around here, but they continue to prove my point that the star is the ballpark, and they don't care about fielding a team because you fans don't hold their feet to the fire. Last week, you had like 40,000 at a game against the White Sox midweek. Huge crowds with the Dodgers in town. So, hey, as long as they're getting big crowds and one of the top 10 teams in attendance in Major League Baseball, they're going to continue to give 37-year-old closers who aren't part of your future a 2-year deal.
Just cash, homie.
Just so you keep coming on out. All right, that'll do it for the Morning Brew.